said Carding. That's what sorcerer means. A channel for magic. Real magic, my boy. Not the tired old stuff we've made do with these past centuries. This is a dawning of a... new dawn? Exactly. A time of miracles. Annus mirabilis? Carding frowned. Yes, he said eventually. Something like that, I expect. You have quite a way with words, you know. Thank you, brother. The senior wizard appeared to ignore the familiarity. Instead, he turned and leaned on the carved rail, watching the magical displays below them. His hands automatically went to his pockets for his tobacco pouch, and then paused. He grinned and snapped his fingers. A lighted cigar appeared in his mouth. Haven't been able to do that in years, he mused. Big changes, my boy. They haven't realized it yet, but it's the end of the orders and levels. That was just a rationing system. We don't need them anymore. Where is the boy? Still asleep, Spelter began.
I am here, said Coyne.
He stood in the archway leading to the senior wizard's quarters, holding the Octoron staff that was half again as tall as he was. Little veins of yellow fire coruscated across its matte black surface, which was so dark that it looked like a slit in the world. Spelter felt the golden eyes bore through him as if his innermost thoughts were being scrolled across the back of his skull. Ah, he said in a voice that he believed was jolly and avuncular, but in fact sounded like a strangled death rattle. After a start like that, his contribution could only get worse, and it did. I see you're up, he said. My dear boy, said Carding. Coyne gave him a long, freezing stare.
I saw you last night, he said. Are you puissant?
Only mildly, said Carding, hurriedly recalling the boy's tendency to treat wizardry as a terminal game of conkers. But not so puissant as you, I'm sure.
Am I to be made Arch-Chancellor, as is my destiny?
Oh, absolutely, said Carding. No doubt about it. May I have a look at your staff? Such an interesting design. He reached out a pudgy hand. It was a shocking breach of etiquette in any case. No wizard should even think of touching another's staff without his express permission. But there are people who can't quite believe that children are fully human and think that the operation of normal good manners doesn't apply to them. Carding's fingers curled around the black staff. There was a noise that Spelter felt rather than heard, and Carding bounced across the gallery and struck the opposite wall with a sound like a sack of lard hitting a pavement.
Don't do that, said Coyne.
He turned and looked through Spelter, who had gone pale, and added,
Help him up. He's probably not badly hurt.
The bursar scuttled hurriedly across the floor and bent over Carding, who was breathing heavily and had gone an odd colour. He patted the wizard's hand until Carding opened one eye. Did you see what happened? He whispered.
I'm not sure. What did happen?
Hissed Spelter. It bit me.
The next time you touch the staff, said Coyne, matter-of-factly, you will die. Do you understand?
Carding raised his head gently, in case bits of it fell off.
Absolutely, he said.
And now I would like to see the university, the boy continued. I have heard a great deal about it.
Spelter helped Carding to his unsteady feet and supported him as they trotted obediently after the boy.
Don't touch his staff, muttered Carding.
I'll remember not to, said Spelter firmly. What did it feel like?
Have you ever been bitten by a viper?
No. In that case, you'll understand exactly what it felt like. It wasn't like a snake bite at all. They hurried after the determined figure as Coyne marched down the stairs and through the ravished doorway of the great hall. Spelter dodged in front, anxious to make a good impression.
This is the great hall, he said.
Coyne turned his golden gaze towards him, and the wizard felt his mouth dry up.
It's called that because it's a hall, do you see? And big?
He swallowed.
It's a big hall, he said, fighting to stop the last of his coherence being burned away by the searchlight of that stair. A great big hall, which is why it's called... Who are those people? Said Coyne.
He pointed with his staff. The assembled wizards who had turned to watch him enter backed out of the way as though the staff was a flamethrower. Spelter followed the sorcerer's stare. Coyne was pointing to the portraits and statues of former